part two of Corporate Transparency Act. Join me in welcoming Karis Clausen. She's an associate with Baird, Cruz, Schiller, and Whitaker out of Temple. She's primarily an estate planner, and she became board certified in estate planning and probate last year, so congrats on that. She also has her LLM in tax. So earlier I got to say that I tell people I know nothing about tax and you can't ask me questions. She doesn't get that luxury, but that's good for us because she can talk to us more about the CTA.
Well, thank you all very much for having me. Like Bailey said, my name is Karis. I am an associate at Baird, Cruz, Schiller, and Whitaker in Temple, and I'm going to talk to y'all a little more about the CTA. Lauren already covered some of this, so I apologize for anything that is a repeat. I don't think it'll hurt you to hear it twice, though. So, just sort of what we're going to talk about today in my presentation will be a basic introduction to the CTA. Y'all have already heard lots of basics today, so we won't spend much time on that. We'll talk about the ways in which the CTA will affect attorneys personally in kind of our individual capacities, if you will, and then our potential role in the compliance efforts of our clients. So I freaked out a little bit at the beginning of Lauren's presentation when she said it was part of an act that was enacted in 2020. I was like, oh no, my presentation says 2021. It's actually the fiscal year of 2021, whatever that means. So that's the sort of big parent act of the Corporate Transparency Act. And essentially what the act requires is that reporting companies that are formed on or after January 1st, 2024 must disclose their company applicants and beneficial owners within a specified period of time to FinCEN through an online submission of a beneficial ownership information report. Reporting companies that are formed before January 1st, 2024 don't have to file an initial report until January 1st of 2025. After the initial beneficial ownership information report has been submitted, any changes to that information have to be disclosed through an updated beneficial ownership information report within 30 days of the change. So why do we care? What's going to be the potential fallout if we don't comply with these rules? These are the people slash entities that can be subject to an enforcement action. The first is obviously the reporting company itself that committed the reporting violation. Any individual who actually files or attempts to file false information on the reporting company's behalf, anyone who willfully provides that filer with false information to report, an individual who causes a reporting company's failure to submit a complete or updated beneficial ownership information report, including a person who willfully fails to provide required information to the reporting company, and then anyone serving as a senior officer at the time of the violation. And the way the rule reads is that that senior officer can still be held responsible for the failure to report, even if they weren't at fault or there wasn't any intent to willfully misrepresent the situation or fail to make a report. So like Lauren mentioned, the CTA authorizes civil and criminal penalties, and that civil penalty has been already adjusted for inflation to $591 per day for each day that the violation continues. And then the criminal penalties are imprisonment for no more than 2 years and a fine of up to $10,000. So our first question today, are attorneys subject to reporting requirements? And the short answer is yes. Attorneys can be subject to reporting requirements in their role as company applicants, or in certain circumstances, they might be considered beneficial owners of the reporting company. So when will attorneys be considered a company applicant who is subject to the reporting obligations of the CTA? If the attorney directly files the document creating or registering the reporting company, in that situation, they are considered to be a company applicant. As we've already kind of discussed in brief today, the maximum number of company applicants that are going to be required to be reported on a beneficial ownership information report for an entity that was formed on or after January 1st, 2024 are two. That's the most that will need to be included. And that will be the person who actually makes the filing and the person who is primarily responsible for making that filing.